ST Opinion, A Meeting in Delhi by Douglas Lummis. Delhi. On April 30th, all the Indian newspapers featured photographs of Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi with India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. By coincidence, on that same day, there appeared in the India Express an interview with me, in which I mentioned Japan's embattled Article 9. At 11:15 that morning, I received a call from the Japanese embassy. Mr. Koizumi wanted to talk to me. I arrived at the embassy at 12:37. Mr. Koizumi was waiting. He was having his hair done. I gave him my card. He gave me no card in return. I guess he thought I would remember his name without a card. Skipping further formalities, he came directly to the point. In his whispery, ghostly voice, he said, "Mr. Lummis, I thought now that you had gone to India, I wouldn't have to read any more of your nonsense about Article 9. Now I come to Delhi, open a newspaper, and there you are again, speaking the same foolishness." "Well, Mr. Prime Minister," I said, "I am honored that you have read what I have written. I would be even more honored if you found it persuasive." "Persuasive," he said. "Don't you realize that our country is in danger and that writings by people like you make the danger worse?" "Danger from what?" I asked. "If you feel a danger from China, that's only because you are picking a fight with them. North Korea? Surely you don't think that tiny country is going to attack Japan?" "Of course not. Do you think I'm a fool?" "Your putting the question so directly places me in an embarrassing position. To answer honestly, in the context of day-to-day politics, no, I understand you are quite clever. But in the context of history, yes, I think you are a fool and will be judged by history as a fool." The Prime Minister glared at me for a moment with his steely eyes, then recovered himself. "I'm not talking about China or North Korea. The danger is from within. The people are getting soft. Women are getting uppity. There is no respect for authority. People mock the emperor. Students criticize their teachers. Our society is sick, and there is only one thing that can cure it. That is the military spirit and military discipline. In short, we need a war, not a big war like the last one, a middle-sized war, a war we can win, just big enough to revive the spirit of Bushido. One good victory, and you will see a miraculous change. Children will again see their fathers as sergeants and their teachers as captains in a great military nation." The Prime Minister said many more things, but it is no use to write them here because you would not believe them, so I will stop here. Addendum. In case there are any readers who do not recognize parody on sight, let me assure you that only the first two sentences above are fact, and all after are fiction.